Sportsmen say this club and this store. The devotees are blissful in their pastimes and so. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In the prison with his father and his mother, Devaki, he appeared as for a Krishna, such a glorious sight to see. In his hands he held his club, his conch, his disc, his lotus flower. His parents offered prayers in that most auspicious hour. Now, although he's Bhagavan and the source of all that be, his mother didn't want her brother Kamsa to see. She said, become a little baby boy and kill you if he can. So Krishna had his father take him off to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now Kamsa was a demon and his friends are demons too. This Krishna's going to kill us, or ever shall we do. They put their heads together and they made a wicked plan. We'll take all the little children and we'll kill them if we can. Ah, but Krishna, he was safer, he was out of Kamsa's way. With Nanda and Yashoda as their baby he did play. And the gopis and the cows and Balaram and everyone were merged in transcendental bliss to see his childish one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The whirlwind demon came and he kicked up dust and stone. Where Krishna tried to shoot and fell down with piteous groan. The demon carried baby Krishna high into the sky. So Krishna forced him down the way he'd break his bones and die. Then Yashoda picked him up and she pacified her mind. She thanked the Lord above for being so merciful and kind. She chanted names of God to protect her child from harm. She didn't know that very Lord was smiling in her arms. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Gaura Premanande.
This one here.
Arjnanatimirandhasya jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurun militam jena tasmai Sri Gurave nama Vancha kalpatarubhyasya Kripa sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo nama Namo mahabadannaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Gauratise nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Yam Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahaka Ataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmetaya Taravobhinedu Tam Sarva Bhutari Dayam Munimanu Tosmi. I have mulla, avenged senses in the lotus feet of my Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishtum Vishnu Parsisham Dvarti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also, in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I am very happy to come to England, and especially now in the house of Ashta Sakhi, one of the friends, bosom friend of what? Anandini. Anandini. Anandini is so, what should I, surrendered soul, and surrendered to his Gurudev, that he left his home with children and took shelter in Ashta Sakhi's mandir. And I became the owner of that house with my associates fully. But I was in worry that being a sannyasi renowned, I occupied his palatial house and I drove out her with children. It is not okay. So I was thinking that, oh, I've done wrong. Anyhow, she helped us so much. So many thanks, and also my heartly blessings to her, that she should serve his Gurudev in this way, giving everything, offering everything, his house, children, husband and everything to Krishna. That is why Swamiji came to do these miracles. I am seeing and very happy. Especially in England, oh, so many devotees here. I am so happy to meet them. So, I wanted to make classes like Australia, Murlamba, and also classes like Bezar in
California.
The beautiful classes. Having one subject, from bottom to top, going very, and some in the midst, time, some good dramas place, very heart touching. So wanted this, but we could not do here, because here all the devotees of very high class, they want that Maharaj should, and all devotees should come in our houses. So we could not avoid them. So here one day, there one day. But I think it would be better that if we have classes like Murlamba and Bezar, then with a subject we can deal all things from for 9 days, 7 days at least, and to 12 days. A Bhagavat is okay if it is read only half of the shloka or fourth of a shloka, no harm. But if it is done one shloka daily, then more better. And if it is finished in 7 days, oh, more better. And if it is done in 12 days, then more better. And more better that if it is finished in 1 month, or better. But if it is for whole life, reading very deeply, going through, and hearing from any realized devotee. Then pade pade swada. Pade pade.
Sadhu sadhu pade pade.
Pade. Then, oh, in each words you will see, oh, very high meaning. And each slok is explaining Srimati Radhika. Everywhere. And deep love and affection. So Srimad Bhagavat is like an ocean. So many waves are there. These waves are chapters. So many things are here. So, but if the devotees are the hearers, srota, audience, are of high class, then the speaker will remind so many things. Like if Parikshit Maharaj is there, then Sukhdev Goswami will remember so many things. And he will explain in this. And if Sarup Damodar is Bhakta or Gadadhar Pandit, then himself, Krishna, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will come to here with his all associates. Even Baldev will come in the shape of Nityananda Prabhu. Mahavishnu will come in the shape of Advaita Acharya. And it may be that when Narottam Thakur will sing and Srinivasa Acharya will get classes of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will see that if Narottam Thakur is playing on his song, then all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, twinkling there, they will be appeared. And Srinivasa Acharya, when he is to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Radha, Krishna and all used to come, all the Sakhi used to come and to hear. Once in the council of Uddhava, in Uddhava Kund, in Giriraj, and Uddhava was there, and all their singing, and Krishna with his all associates, Radhika and all, began to come and dance and in rush. You cannot imagine all these things. So, now, I'm giving some essence of these things from beginning. 1-2 slokas. But you should try to hear it very patiently and with heart to follow, not only to hear and to give up. We should try to hear all these things to correct us and to follow totally. If you cannot follow totally, but even something will come. Something will certainly come. So, I'm beginning. First chapter, first canto. Once, so many rishis and maharshis were assembled in Namisharanya Kshetra. Oh, there is so much place here, you can come. So much places here and there. You know where is Namisharanya? On the bank of a river, Gomti, where Ramchandra had done so many fire sacrifices with Sita, golden Sita. And this is a place, a very sacred place. Even Brahma and Shankar all used to come there in the council of rishis and maharshis. There Sita Thakurani was there. And he came to Ram with love and Kush. And he went in the lap of earth there and disappeared. And Ram began to weep loudly, Sita, 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 Sita. That very place. And it was the time, what time? End of Dwapar. And Kali Yuga had come. Krishna has disappeared from this earth. From very day, Kali Yuga, the iron age began to start. So all were assembled there and thinking what to do. This iron Kali Yuga is coming. Very few. So they saw that there was Suta Goswami, the disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. He was also in the council where Srimad Bhagavat was told by Sukadeva Goswami. At that time he was only a boy of 5, but very intelligent. What he used to hear, he used to keep in his remembrance. So they are telling all the rishis maharshi that, O Suta Goswami, you are disciple of Sukadeva Goswami, and you have read everything, all Vedas, Upanishad, Bhagavatam, everything. And you are known as a realized person. You have served your Gurudev. Also, Baldev Prabhu has blessed you in the beginning when he killed his father, Ugrasavasut, Lomaharsana Sut. He could not respect a devotee like, guru like Baladev Prabhu. He told that he, you are not fit for speaking Srimad Bhagavatam and reading Puran and all these things. If you are thinking that, I am a very high class of devotee, I am guru of all rishis and maharshis, and don't respect me, then how you can respect others? That is why with his hand he cut his head. Then all rishis were weeping that what you did, where we will hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he at once told that, if you like I can give life. But they told him, never, we don't like. But you should make any arrangement that we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then at once he took that boy and inspired everything, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra. And he took him and he told that you should sit on the Vyasasana and you should. The same, all rishis were addressing him that you are qualified. Kali is coming. What is the Kunsam ekantata sriyatanna samsatum arhatim? What is good for all human beings, all living beings, that they can be happy forever? You can tell because you are qualified. Especially Kali Yuga is coming and it has begun. Prayena alpa ayusaha sabhya kalavasmin yuge jana mandasu mandamatyo madbhagyasu upadrita. What is the meaning?
O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided.
You can take that.
Unlucky, and above all, they are always disturbed.
They are telling that in Kali Yuga, without any reason, all will quarrel themselves. All will quarrel without any reason. Wife and husband must quarrel. And they will divorce each other. There will be no relation with father and son when the son will be some younger. They will give up their father and mother. There will be no relation between brother and brother. They will quarrel and they will cut each other. First,
insignificant
things. Nasty. Tapa. There is no austerities. Shaucham. Pavitrata. No?
Pureness.
No pureness. All will be like putana. No daya.
Mercy.
No mercy. All the cheating. They can cut others without any reason. For one paisa, in Vrindavan, in everywhere, in India, if there is a sadhu and he has kept some rupees or anything in their not pocket, in the pillow or under their
inside quilt,
then they will cut and take it. Everywhere. And pakhandi. Pakhandi means they will have shape of sadhu. Big, big tilaks. And big, big kanthi mala. And jap beads.
Chanting beads.
Chanting beads. On not less than 5 kilos. Very big, big. Very big. And tilak also so much. But cheaters. Duplicity. Always criticizing others. They have left their homes and everything. But they are in palatial building, they will be. Having fans and everything, coolers, everything they will have. But they will tell that I am renowned soldier. And the householders, they will have no any room for living. They will be outside in jungle and well everywhere here. So, all pakhanda for showing only, like Sandamarka, they were guru but actually not guru. Udambharino, always very busy in putting something in their stomach, always like this. The renounced order persons will have so many dashis. What?
Maid servants,
like girlfriends, like. Oh, they will cook and they will do everything. And in householder house, Tarunu Prabhuta, Gehe Shyaloko Buddhidayaka. There, no father, mother. They are out of home. And only wife controls everything. There. Only wife is controller. And who is giving paramarsh?
Advice.
Oh, who are advisor? Shyaloko.
Brother-in-law
is chief minister there to advise everything. He will not take advice from his father and mother. And instead of God, they will keep dog in their houses, everywhere. If he is making a stool, they will take it and serve, and they will put here and they will clear. But they cannot serve their father, mothers and others. What to tell pure devotees? Pure devotees cannot come, they will tell dog. Oh, she.
Keep them out.
Okay. Bite them. And they will jump at once.
in ashramas, in Vrindavan, everywhere, the birthplace of Krishna and Ram, will be ruined by Muslims, invaders. No yogi. There will be no pure yogi. No siddho. No realized souls. No jnani. Not jnani. That's satkriya. No pure devotee. There will be, it may be they will be in the what form of devotee, but they will not follow all these regulations. They will also be always engaged in making money. They will not follow their Gurudev. And in Kalijag Guru, they will be like this, same. Very rare Guru and very rare disciple will follow. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita or other things. So, Prayan Alpa Ayusha in Kali Yuga, we see in Satya Yuga, their age used to be like 100 and 1000 years, like Bharat Maharaj, like others, like Hiranyakashipu, like others. But now, sometimes 60, 70, and in this way they become very old and they die. Manda, not intelligent, always alashi,
lazy.
Sumanda matayo, intelligence very
dull.
Very dull, very dull. Manda bhagya.
Unfortunate.
Always problems and problems and problems. He padulta. Always disturbed by
so many diseases,
so many problems always. They have no time to chant and remember. A devotee who thinks that I am pure, he may chant 1-2 rounds only. And chanting, not remembering Krishna pastime and Vrindavan. You should see and take a what?
Thermometer.
Barometer or thermometer. And see that what class of devotee we are, really. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Yadi prane rakhite chao gaurangere sane choto haridase katha thake janumane. What? If you want to and to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should always remember choto das, haridas. Renounce order sannyasi, brahmachari should follow these things. But now, keeping all these things on the roof, no need of following. Then how we can chant and remember? Bhurini bhur karmani, they have so many jobs to do, but they have no time to chant and remember. Sutrabhyan vibhavasat. Oh, so many things to hear and to tell, always chattering and pattering. But no time of pure devotion. Ata sadho atra jasaram samudhitta manishya guru inasadhadhana jenatma samprasidati. What is the meaning?
There are many varieties of scriptures, and all of them, inside them, there are many prescribed duties, which can be learned only after many years of study in their various divisions. Therefore, O sage, please select the essence of all of these scriptures and explain it for the good of all living beings, that by such instruction their hearts may be fully satisfied.
Then, truth, began to speak. First he did pranam to his Gurudev. Yang praprajantam anupetam apeta krittam dvaipayano virahakatar ajuhava putreti tanmayatya tarvo bhinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimanutoshmi. He began to pray his Gurudev. O Gurudev, from birth you are pronounced order. When there was no Kali, no time, nothing, no Maya, you come from the womb of your mother. And Krishna came and told that I am keeping away for a moment this Maya, which is very, very powerful, and you should come. And he came at that time. And he ran away from home, and Sukadeva Goswami was crying, "Oh son, oh son, ha putra, ha putra, Vyas. But you left all, never cared for your father, mother or anything, from birth. There was no any sacrifice, sacred thread or anything. And at that time, all the trees told, oh, who is son, who is father, who is mother, who is wife and who is husband.
Illusion only
called. All
illusion.
Illusion. So, you know, you are in the heart of all human and living being. Why he is? In the hearts of everyone, because Krishna is there. So Gurudev must be there to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. You should know that a very beautiful soul is here. He is the eternal servant of Krishna. But now we have forget what is our constitutional position and what is the constitutional position of Krishna. But both are here. If you will, they are not far away from each other, very together, but they don't know. And this is the cause of our coming and going in this world for all jivas. So, he is telling that, oh my Gurudev, you are very powerful. You are everywhere. So please be merciful. And then he began to tell something to rishis. Shavai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti rathukkaje ahetukka vyauhita jahva ja atma samprasidati. No, you can read the translation of Swamiji R. Parpat, Bhaktivedanta Swami.
The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
He asked this question, what? That we want to know how all the beings of all the worlds will be happy. The soul will be happy of all. This was the question. And especially Kali Yuga is coming. He is telling that Shabai Punsan, he is like a promise, he is telling that Shabai Punsan Paro Dharma. There are so many religions of nowadays. So many. You know, Buddha Dharma, Christianity, Hindu Dharma, Muslim Dharma, and communist, then so many ists. What?
Capitalism, socialism.
So many things. But really, they are not pure religion of soul. Only one this thing, paro dharmo jato bhaktir adhokhaje. All we are eternal servant of Krishna. And the service of eternal Krishna, which is uncorrupted, and no worldly desire except serving Krishna and Radha. Ahetuka apratihata,
no cause
at all for that bhakti. Oh, how? Like natural, like fire, and there is dahika shakti. Dahika shakti means heat. They cannot be divided. Sun and prakash. Prakash means
light.
Light. Oh, you should hear. They cannot be divided. This is natural thing in fire and sun. So soul, in their constituted position, the service of Krishna is natural. Like fire and heat. So he is telling, that kind of bhakti, ahetuka abhyavhita, no reason, apratihata, like chain. If you will give some honey, and it will come, and from up to bottom to up, there will be chain.
Unbroken
chain. So bhakti, in day, night, whole life, always, constantly, it will be like honey. If you are doing like so, then your Atma will be happy. There is no any other way that you will be happy. Wealth, reputation, any position, anything, well, cannot help you. Never. It may be that for some days you can think that I am happy, but you will not be happy. And that is why Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired Rupa Goswami, and he wrote a definition of bhakti which covered all that at his been told before. In Bhagavatam, in Puran, Narad, Pancharatra, Parashar Rishi, everyone. They told that Paranurakti Rishware. What is meaning? Paranurakti Rishware. The love and affection.
Deep attachment.
Deep and pure love and affection to Krishna is bhakti. But Rupa Goswami what told? Anya bhilashita sunyam jnan karma adi anabritam anukullena Krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. You should try to realize this thing and try to follow this. You should stand up and tell what is the meaning.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has given the definitive explanation of Uttama Bhakti. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana kama dinabritam anukulyena Krishna anushiranam bhakti uttama. He's saying that the constant, uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of the body, the mind and words, and also of devotional sentiments, which is favorable to Krishna and meant exclusively for His pleasure, which is totally devoid of any desires other than to serve Krishna, and which is not covered by karma, reward-seeking activities, jnana, knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, and not covered by yoga and tapasya. These endeavors are called Uttama Bhakti, or transcendental devotional service.
At that time, whatever that devotee, pure devotees will do, first he will think, that what I am going to do, this will please Krishna or not. And it will be favorable for serving him or not. Both things will be there. No worldly desire at all. Free of all these things. Not covered with gyan and karma, yoga, tapasya, vrata, astrology or anything. Not covered. Not covered by worldly activities. Pure it should be. Then it may be that bhakti. Here you can see that in Braja, Charuna and Mushtik were fighting with Krishna. And Krishna was realizing somewhat pleasure and he was testing Bir Rush. What?
Chivalry.
But it is not bhakti, though Krishna was here happy. Because it was not favorable in the service of Krishna. They wanted to kill Krishna. So Krishna was fighting and very
enjoying it.
But it is not bhakti. And other hand, Yashoda binded the hands of Krishna. And he took a stick. Oh. Again you will do something like this. Will you go to Navaras and steal away butter? Why you broken the vessel of yogurt? And Krishna was weeping. Don't beat me, my mother. Please give up. I will not do
again.
And he was weeping. Then if Krishna is weeping, that action of Yashoda should not be bhakti.
Because Krishna is not happy here.
Because Krishna was weeping. But really it was bhakti. Why? She wanted that his Krishna should be very characterful boy. He should not lie, tell lie. He should be like Nanda Baba, his father. Very humble, very gentle, very characterful. So she was doing for the favor of Krishna. So this is also bhakti. But because she wants to, she is thinking that only my breast milk will not save Krishna. From my breast milk, no curd,
no butter,
no cheese, no anything.
No rabdi.
No drink. How I will give all these things to Krishna? So he is doing. You should know that sometimes the paraphernalia of Krishna, that is his clothes, his flute, his anything, are more dear to devotees than Krishna himself. What? What is the meaning? What I told?
Krishna's cloth, his flute.
Flute or anything, use of that Krishna is using.
Is more important at the moment than Krishna because it will be used. Krishna's
sometimes Krishna coming and he become dirty and his clothes were dirty. Then Yashoda was very furious and he gave a slap in the cheek of Krishna. And Krishna was weeping. Sometimes he was churning
yogurt
and Krishna was weeping. Oh, you should take me in your lap. And Yashoda left Krishna there and she went to boiling milk to save that. Here, devotees sometimes neglect Krishna for his
service.
paraphernalias. Oh, this is a very high class of devotion. Whether Krishna weeps, no harm. But this is good. So it should be like helpful,
favorable
for Krishna Bhakti. Not unfavorable. Anukullena Krishna Anushilena. Here same thing is told. If anyone doing pure bhakti like this, there are so many kind varieties of bhaktis. And we are entangled in varieties of bhakti, not pure bhakti. If distribution of books is pure bhakti, and if collection of money and by that serving, making centers, so many goshala, gurukuls here and there, if it was bhakti, then why so many high class of devotees fell down? They gave up their chanting and remember. Why? This now, it is a very big problem. Seniors are going, new are coming, and again being senior, they are left in. So this is not pure bhakti. But for beginners, Guru tells them to do like this. By this, impression will come, and they will gradually come in the line. But if they are not following this principle and thinking that this is bhakti, by this we will go to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan and Sar. This is most high class of bhakti. Nothing more than this. Then they are in illusion. Swarup Goswami has told clearly all these things. Swarup Siddha Bhakti should be followed. There should be any object of bhakti. What should be bhakti object? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told. From where he told? Oh, he learned from Raghunath Das Goswami. From where he knew? Rup Goswami and Sarup Damodar. He was serving both for whole life. So knew all these things, practice. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all this. And he told Rup Goswami that we should follow Swarup Siddha Bhakti. In the beginning, we can do something like Swamiji produced it.
To engage all.
All kinds of devotees coming. Those who are qualified in science, he engaged in science preaching. Those who are qualified in any
computer.
Oh, they should be engaged. Anyone was very artist, very good photo maker. Oh, they will used in that. Some here and there. He gained everyone. Why? To make them all qualified to reach the goal. And what is the goal? He told. Anarpita charing chirat karuniya vatirnah kalau samarapai tum unnotojjal rasam swabhav hari hapurat sundar dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spurtu vasajanjana. Very vividly. Rup Goswami has prayed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like lion. Supreme personality of himself, Krishna. And he came taking the beauty of, golden beauty of Radhika, intrinsic mode of Radhika. And he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sachinandan. Why Sachinandan? He was so merciful, like her, his mother, as Sachi. Sachi gave the birth of Sachinandan from his own home. So he must be like that. Why he came? Because Krishna is so merciful and also Rashik. Rashik Shekhar Krishna. Param Karun Ei Dui Hetu. And then Prema Rasa Nirjas Karite Ashwadan Rag Marga Bhakti Karite. What is the meaning?
Translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Yes, you should read. Otherwise they will tell that Narayan Maharaj is not in line and he is telling his own, but not Swamiji in line.
Very good photo, sir.
Yes, you should. You can stand up.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, Adilila, chapter 4, text.
He has written it, this thing, the goal of our bhakti, the goal of our life. Oh, in the very beginning, first we should know the goal of our life and bhakti, first of all. And decide, and then decide what process should be taken, what way should be taken to attain this thing, goal. If goal is not certain, then how a process can be fixed? He will be always in dilemma. Nowadays, this is the thing, this is the problem. No goal, and only way, way, this way, that way. So no proper way, no proper goal. So he is telling.
The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, prema ras nirjas, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction, raga marga bhakti. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant, Rasik Shekhar, and as the most merciful of all, Paramakarun. Purport. During the period of Lord Krishna's appearance, the killing of asuras or non-believers such as Kamsa and Jarasandha was done by Vishnu, who was within the person of Sri Krishna. The apparent killing by Lord Krishna was a matter of course, as an incidental activity. But the real purpose of Lord Krishna's appearance was to stage a dramatic performance of his transcendental pastimes at Brajabhumi, thus exhibiting the highest limit of transcendental mellow in the exchanges of reciprocal love between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. These reciprocal exchanges of mellows are called raga bhakti. Devotional service to the Lord in transcendental rapture.
Perhaps you have understand what is a raga bhakti? Who will tell? What is raga bhakti? You. What is raga bhakti, he told?
What bhakti? It's the spontaneous devotional service. Is based upon
any example of rag bhakti?
Rupa Goswami and the Raghunath Das Goswami.
What?
All the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, Goloka Vrindavan, like Mother Yasoda, Sridham Subal, Lalita Vishaka, like
they are rag bhakti. Oh, Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are Rupanuga-like here. Though they were in the shape of Rupa Manjari, they were Rag-Bhakta. But now in this life, all were like following Raganuga. But we should know also what is Raganuga. So first Rag-Bhakti, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Tung Vidyaindu Lekha, Rangdevi, Sudevi, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavang Manjari, all Nand Baba, Jashoda, Subals, Sridham, Madhumangal, and all the servants of there, even the peacocks, the cuckoo birds there were, all are Rag-Bhakta. Ragatmik bhakta there. There cannot be any conditioned soul. And going there, being associates of Krishna in such a way, rag bhakta, they cannot fall there. Because there is no illusory maya there. Oh, nothing to forget Krishna. Nothing to oppose Krishna. A spontaneous love and affection there. Only there is an ocean of love and affection. So any conditioned soul cannot go there and they cannot come from there. Yadgatvana nivartante tad. So these are raga bhakta. We can follow this. Anyone, very rare very fortunate person, devotees. If they will come in the line of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, they can follow. By hearing a spontaneous, the melody and the pastimes of, sweet pastimes of Braja, of Radha and Krishna, it may be that a very little
desire
to serve Krishna in that way may come. Oh, how Krishna was happy with in the life of Yashoda. Even Yashoda, sometimes
chastising
Krishna, I cannot take you in my lap, you are dirty boy. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is rolling down on the earth, Mother, Mother, I want to come in your lap. So here, telling. What was it? So this is like a spontaneous rag. Rag means love and affection to Krishna. So hearing all these things, he may have a desire that I should serve Krishna. Oh, being my by any servant of maid servant of Yashoda. If that grieves it, then he can follow how Yashoda was and Nanda Babas were serving Krishna in this mode, Vatsalya Rasa. Then, in the guidance of a very good and high class of devotee, they may follow this thing and they will be called then Raganuga. If anyone hearing how Subal and Siddham always going to graze cows, and there sometimes Krishna become tired, and then Subal and Siddham and Madhavangal all messaging Krishna, someone taking some lips of very soft lips of trees and finding Krishna. Some are messaging, sometimes Baldev Prabhu himself, sometimes Krishna messaging Baldev Prabhu's feet and saying this, oh, I want to be a cowherd. And in the guidance of Subal or Siddham, I want to serve. Then Krishna will order, oh, bring cows. Where are cows? And then I will go to bring cows. And then I will tell, oh, you should take water. Thiri, thiri, neeri, neeri. And Krishna will be very happy to ask, choo, choo. Choo, choo means?
Pio, pio, drink, drink.
Drink, drink. And then I will bring cows by the order of Krishna. Oh, I want to be any servant of Subal and Siddham. I want to serve. This greed, when this greed is thick and very strong, he will follow them. Then they will be called
Raganuga.
And if any fortunate more than them, hearing the pastimes of gopis, how they are serving Krishna, cheating their husbands, cheating their father and mother, how they are meeting in very beautiful, sweet Radha Kunda, in that groves, in Vrindavan, Seva Kunja, and in the banyan tree, Bansi Bhat, and serving Krishna, that sometimes Krishna becomes thinks him fortunate that I am serving these gopis, washing their sweats with his own pitambar. And there Krishna is controlled and Krishna, he tells like this, napareham nirvabhasham. I cannot repay these gopis in lakhs and lakhs, thousands of births. How they serve me, I cannot be that, like them. They serve me with full their affection. But I cannot do.
Being one-pointed.
I cannot be one-pointed like this. I have so many bhakts everywhere in the world. In Hastinapur, Pandavas, in Dwarka, oh, 16,000. Oh, wives and children. How many children? Each wife has 11. 10 sons, 1 daughter. And Shataki and so many there.
177,000.
So many friends and there. Even there may be here and there in world. I cannot give up anyone. But gopis has given up. Add their father, mother, wives, children, everything for Krishna. So Krishna is thinking that I cannot do. I cannot be one pointed. A bhakta can be, but I cannot be. So hearing this, we'll say, oh, tabai vashmi najivami toyabina, iti vijnaya rajai. Then he will have a greed that I should serve gopis. And in their line, how to be like that? Then he will come in the line of Rupa Goswami. Always serving Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami. This is the mood of Rupa Manjari, that is Rupa Goswami. If they are following like this, they will be Rupanuga. All Rupanug are Raganuga. But all Raganus are not Rupanuga. Yes, so this is the highest, how these gopis are serving. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, Anarpita Charing Chirat, Karunayavaturna, Karunayavaturna, mercifully he has descended to this world. Why? To give this, Samarpayutum, to give, to sprinkle, but Unnata Ujjvala Rasan, not Ujjval, Ujjvala Rasan. Ujjvala Rasa is, what is Ujjvala Rasa?
The mood of Srimati Radhika and
Rupa, the mood of all the gopis. Like Parkiya mood. Parkiya mood, there is no word in
Paramood.
English or any foreign language.
Paramood.
What is Paramood?
You are married and you are loving another person.
Actually, there is no word in any language. So all gopis, so this mood and serving totally to Krishna, never have any boyfriend, never, never in, from birth, only Krishna. And like Upapati, and it was done by Yogmaya, Srimati Radhika is Hladini Shakti of Krishna, anyone cannot divide them, no division at all. But yet, Yogmaya has done it to test for Krishna and gopis. So he has come to give the beauty of this Unnata Ujjala. What is the beauty? The mood of Rupa Goswami is that to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, but always serving Radhika. In Radhika happiness he will be happy, and in separation he will feel separation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only came to this world to sprinkle this mercy. Unnata Ujjvala Rasang Svabhakti Sriyam. So, because he was so much merciful, and that is why he gave through name. Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. His Sankirtan was different from all the other Kali Yuga name. Not Yuga Dharma, something else. It was saturated in name. Name were saturated in prema, and especially of this Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave mercifully to this. Always chant and remember. So Sankirtan.
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Gaurahari.
Or all activities will be to please Krishna in favorable way. Always. If you are going to drink, you are going to take anything, you are taking garments, you are going to any place, oh, we should think, Will this please Krishna in favorable way or not? My Gurudev will be happy or not? Your devotees, pure devotees will be happy by this, my this action or not? Or I am doing for my own pleasure. What is this? If it is for moon and it is for other neighbors or for our body concerners, then we should think that it is not pure bhakti. Like an example I am setting from Srimad Bhagavatam. Once Krishna disappeared from Ras. Gopis were very everywhere searching Krishna, Krishna here and there. They became so mad and observed. They began to ask from trees and creepers, have you seen? Have you seen my Krishna, beloved Krishna, Krishna here and there? Even to Jamuna river, not thinking that this is river, she cannot reach water. To Tulasi, a plant, they were always here and there, asking, where my beloved Krishna is? Have you seen? Long,
tall
trees. Oh, you are so male. You can tell. That, and you can see from here that where is my beloved? You are very feeling separation. We will die without Krishna. So please tell us. And for this, here and there, such a, they became like mad. And they began to sing some separation songs. Jayati te dhikam valmana braja sarayata indira sasvatatrahi daita deshata dikshuta muka tvai drita shava tvam vichinvade. In same way, oh, so many songs, and Krishna could not be here. He has a promise that where my devotees will sing, weeping, melting hearted, I cannot remain silent. I must go there. So he appeared in smiling face, but as in same mood that he has done some offense in the lotus feet of gopis. So smiling, but taking his
pitambar
on his neck. And somewhat
ashamed.
And he came. Gopi, of various kinds of gopis, they separate in their groups, they gave their chadar, colored with kumkum. And Krishna, everywhere said, he became so many Krishna. And also that Krishna is very nearer to him and in front. And then some of gopis took the hands of Krishna in his shoulders. Or someone took the feet of Krishna on their laps. Someone took their battle net. And someone is standing far away and looking by their
side long lens.
How? Like arrows. And they will shoot Krishna. Why you do it? We left everything for our you. Our husbands and everything we left. And in night, alone we came to you to serve you. And you disappeared. So one was asking this question, that in this world there are three kinds of persons. Anyone loves, they love. Understand?
Three kinds of
lovers. If anyone loving, they are loving. Some are like this. Anyone loving or not loving, but he must love. And third kinds of persons, anyone loving or not loving, they will not love to anyone. Never. We want to ask you that in these three kinds of groups of lovers, in what group you are? Are you? Krishna began to smile. Oh, Gopi want to defeat us, me. Because in world there are only three groups. And they want that I should accept my my
position in one group.
Position in one group. And especially that anyone loving but he is not loving. And this one especially. So, the gopis has made a trick that Krishna should accept himself that he is guilty. This was the mood. And he should make apologize with them. So gopis asked, Krishna began to smile, oh my beloved gopis, in very humble way. He was telling, oh my beloved gopis, I am none of any of you. I am out of these groups. I am beyond the three groups of lovers. First, those who love, if anyone loving, and they are
reciprocal,
they love. Actually, they are not lovers. They are businessmen. Like business person taking something and giving something. And in giving something, cheating also. In India, if you will go to any shop, they will
scale,
and they will do like this hand. That they will
cheat something.
Wajan mein kam denge.
Give something less.
And they will show very good quality. And they will supply what?
Bad
quality. Mixture anything. So they will say. So if even they are giving proper way, but they are businessmen. There is nothing in this. A lover should not be like that. So I am not in this. If anyone loves, I never love. And second, if anyone loving or not loving, but father and mother and guru, they love. They don't want any gain. If the sons and daughters are against father, even they want their happiness and they will give their
blessings
and they will help. Even when they will come in distress and they will go to father and mother and guru what will tell? And they will take them in their laps and they will favor and they will love. So their love and affection is somewhat high class of love because they don't want any gain, self-gain. Pure love is there. So you are in this category. You are. Whether I am loving, you are not loving. But you always serve me and love me. So you are. Your love is the high class. But I am not in this. Then when? Then what you are? Then Krishna is telling that those anyone loving or not loving, but they don't love anyone, like Sukhdev Goswami, like Chatushan, Atmaram, Atmakam, Guru Drohi, Akritagya. There are four kinds of these persons. If one is self-realized and he wants nothing because he is happy, always happy in his Atma, in his soul, like Sukadev Goswami or Samyaksananda, they never want anything from anyone. They are self-satisfied and always playing in their Atma. So they are called Atmaram or Aptam. They are all kinds of has been desires. No desire at all. No desire. We have so many desires, but they have no desire. So they are Atma Kam or Atma. And third in this category, Akritagya.
Ungrateful
creatures. Father and mother from womb and guru from beginning. Even disciple may be nonsense, but they will help them. Always this move, out of pity, no self-gain. But these creatures, ungrateful, they never think of their father, mother. They never remember that, oh, when he was a child, always weeping whole night, making his souls and making
urine,
and so much making problems. And even they have served this baby, which his mother is, when he will be bigger, he will not remember these things, that my mother was always helping me. So you should also remember like this. We must remember them and serve them. If you are not doing, then you are
ungrateful.
And Guru Drohi, what is more than this? Not only ungrateful. When father and mother becomes old, our guru becomes old, then these disciples and what? The son and daughters. If his father is old and he is doing, then they will at once come and beat their father and mother. Oh, you are doing like this. My children are not happy. They are not sleeping. You are making cause of disturbing them. My wife is not really happy from your actions. You should go away from here. And they will give Ardha Chandra. Get out from here. So these are Guru Drohi. Even like disciples also. I know some of the disciples or Swamiji. He was not pleased then with them, their activities. He ordered them to go to England and he went to America. He ordered him to go to England, but he never obeyed. He went there for his own recreation. And he never followed his orders. So these kinds of disciples are like Guru Drohi. But I am not among them. Then who are you? In what group? Nahantus bhajatopi jantun bhajami isham anuvritta anuvrittaye jatha lapta dhano vinastam prachintayani nivritta anuvedaha. Krishna is telling, I am not of in any group. Only I want that if a very poor person, anyhow, from anywhere, he received a diamond. But he knew that this is not diamond. He knew that it is
a piece of glass,
broken glass. He never cared. But anyone took it, and then he was searching. Alabdha dhano jatha. When he lost it, and then he was searching, where is my piece of glass was very glittering. And he never told that it was not only
broken glass.
It was diamond, like more than diamond. And then he became to me. And very bad searching here and there. So, like this, if anyone serving me, but I sometimes used to disappear from there, that they will feel separation and always
thinking about thinking.
To increase this thing, I become disappear. To increase your this love and affection. So don't be worried for this. I am your beloved, you are my beloved. And then napareham nirvadya sanjuja. I cannot repay you. You should be pleased with your own actions. Lakhs and lakhs bhartha I cannot repay you. So if anyone here having any desire, worldly desire or anything for salvation, for being that, oh Krishna, save me from this problem. I want a son, I want a good husband, I want a good wife. These things, this is not pure bhakti. Krishna consciousness is satisfied by this bhakti. So if actually anyone doing bhakti, Vasudev Bhagavati, bhakti yoga prayojita, janate asu jnan vairagyam jnanam cha yadahaitukam. What is the meaning?
Bhagavatam, Canto 1, text, Chapter 2, Text 7. Don't have any microphone. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
Any purpose?
Those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to be something like material emotional affairs may argue that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes of transcendental realization are recommended. According to them, bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord, is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the shudras, vaishyas, and less intelligent women. But that is not actually
or less denied. Intelligent women. Oh, this is not true. He is also telling. Some devotee was telling that it is true that the lady devotees are less intelligent. But I told, I cannot
agree with
you. And I am saying here also, Swamiji is also telling. He is, in my line he is telling that ladies sometimes like gopis more intelligent than Krishna. They can control Krishna. You know Draupadi, he is to control 5 Pandavas, very like Bhim, Arjun.
And
you know that. Also gopis like this, or so many devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always in the mood of a lady. Who was that lady? Always in it. And our mantra, Gopal mantra and Kamdev mantra, Kam Gayatri, are in this mood that you should try to be a lady. Like gopis. So don't think that the ladies are of less intelligent. But some of the ladies, very weak, changing their husband and like this, very upset-minded. But if any devotee, high class of devotee, or they are very superior. We know Vishnu Priya Devi, how she was, high class of devotee. Jannava Devi. Oh, so many used to come to her lotus feet. Hemlata Thakurani.
Ganga
Mata Goswami. Even that prostitute who was initiated by Haridas Thakur. And he became a high class of devotee. All used to go there. So, we should not think.
The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities, and therefore it is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord, and it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the threshold of the house of bhakti. To achieve the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is a great science, and it is open for all living beings, including Shudras, Vaishyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born Shudras. What to speak of high-class men like qualified Brahmanas and great self-realized kings? The other high grade of activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc., are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and everything spiritual. And the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with a poor fund of knowledge think. Naishkarmya means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things, and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyments. That is the sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in inferior energies, nor does he have material values. That is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, and so on. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of the bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. Oh,
very good purport. You should try to read it and realize it. So in this shloka it has been told very clearly. If anyone doing this class of bhakti by chanting, by remembering the pastimes of Krishna, or worshipping, two effects will certainly come. What? Detachment from worldly things and knowledge. What knowledge? Transcendental knowledge. Who is Krishna? Who is Radhika? What is power? What is Maya? What is Yog Maya? What is love and affection? These kinds of transcendental laws surely will come. And next, detachment from worldly things. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami, chanting, remembering in householder life. And at once, detachment came. Never returned. Any pure devotee chanting and remembering in this world, this effect may certainly come. And that is why it has been told for devotees, after 50 there should be
vanprastha.
And after some time there should be as a natural way. Not any order, but natural. If anyone chanting and remembering, this detachment for worldly things and attachment for Krishna surely will come. If transcendental knowledge is not coming and our requirements are not going, attachment are not going, then we should think that there is some loophole in my bhakti. Surely. Either this effect is in my in my guru, or in me. If guru is qualified, so many desires are coming. Attachment is more coming. If a brahmachari or renounced as a sannyasi. He is in any preaching center and he is always chanting, remembering and preaching. Oh, detachment should come from worldly things. And if he now remembers and he has a desire that I should marry, what is it? This is advancement or disadvancement? What is this? Can you think? What is that?
It means we're not practicing bhakti seriously.
If a lady devotee also, and he chanting and doing like this, what is this? And that he again wants to marry? This is bad thing. But if chanting and remembering, she will also be very strong and strong. And she will develop in Krishna consciousness. More and more this realization will come and transcendental knowledge will come and more detachment. Not like Sukadeva Goswami in first day. Not like Sanakshanandana Sanatan, but like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So, he is telling that it must come, so we should try to see in what, how much water we are all.
How deep
water we are. Think of all, especially each in his bhakti. How bhakti we are doing and gradually this maya is going on, attachment going or not, and this attachment to Krishna is coming. This was the object of Swamiji also preaching. Gradually it should come. And gradually all kinds of transcendental knowledge will come. So he is telling Srinivatam Swakatha. Krishna punya sarana kirtana hridyam tasto hi abhadrani vidhunat suhishetan. Meaning? I don't see.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavat uttam shloke bhaktir bhakti nashtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on Bhagavatam and by the rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Bhidyate hridaya ganti chindante sarva samsaya chyante chasya karmani drishte vatmanishware. 21.
Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
So here he is telling that if anyone with honor and very strong faith he is hearing Harikatha, oh, Krishna is so merciful, that he will come in the shape of Harikatha and through their ears he will come, enter in their heart and he will purify everything. And then gradually, nasht prayeshu abhadreshu, all his
unwanted
desires and aparad, offenses, unearth, unwanted things will go away. Krishna will arrange this. You cannot do. We cannot do. Guru and Krishna may do all these things. And thus gradually, he will be able to serve Radha and Krishna. So we must follow these things. Always hearing. Anywhere it is not written that by reading it will not be. It will help if you are hearing Harikatha pastimes from any realized and Mahabhagavatam. And in their guidance you should read. Then it will help. And if there is no guidance, your reading will make you false
egos,
malli. And very soon you will be derailed. So try to hear all these things with a very strong belief and honor. Gaur Premanand. What is tomorrow agenda?
Tomorrow program?
Yes, sir.
tomorrow all the devotees are invited to come to Kent, Turnbridge.
Somewhere else.
Is there an indication how to get there? Any
you signs? Will speak?
So we will go there either tonight or tomorrow. Try to find some direct.
यहाँ सभी मंगल हैं।